tough loss for you here tonight. And guys had your chances there. Got it to within 3 or 4 points most of that second half. But I thought the big key tonight for you guys had some key turnovers when it was critical. And that was just not in the third and fourth quarters, but also in the first quarter.
Right. I mean, you know, that was one thing we really wanted to make sure we would do is take care of the ball, because we knew they would pressure us. We saw it on film, and we did not do what we talked about at all yesterday or before the game tonight. And, you know, we panicked. And then by that time, we dug ourselves in a hole, and it was really tough to come back.
You guys did get back to within one, and then they go on a big 9-0 run, and you guys keep coming back. And it was kind of also kind of inconsistent play who the go-to scorer was, which is a good thing because you had some others step up when some of the others were struggling.
That's true. But, you know, we need to start establishing who are our scoring leaders. And, you know, I told them also before the game starts, you know, we need to play with a sense of urgency also at the beginning of the game, not just when we're losing. And, you know, at the end when we were losing, yeah, we looked pretty good. And we need to play like that all the time. And because it's tough to play catch up. That really gets rid of a lot of your energy that you need. And if we would play like that all the time, we'd probably win a lot of these games.
Absolutely. And you had a great effort again tonight. I thought Keon Yeager was one of those players that really stepped up for you guys with 9 points tonight. And Bailey Lotta did a good job as well for you, especially at the foul line.
Right. I mean, you know, I said we've got to take it inside a little bit. I felt like we were passive at the beginning. No one really wanted to shoot it. And then after a while, people finally decided, what do we have to lose? And so Kiana was really proud of her. She's been struggling a little bit offensively. And so hopefully this is the positive, hopefully, will be that she finally has broken out of it and she's going to be competent.
Yeah, she had one of those kind of breakout slumps. I thought Emily Smith gave you guys some good energy in that second half. And she's one of those that was attacking there and getting in and getting good position underneath.
She was. And, you know, a lot of times, at least in this game, we needed a good defense at the time because Cimarron is a team full of guards. And so I couldn't play her as much as I would have liked to because I needed defense at the time, and that was tough to pull our post players out on the perimeter.
So once again, Coach Sarah McCormick joining us here post-game. Lady Beavers dropping a tough one, 48-43. And now Friday night, you return home. You get the Colby Eagles round two for the Lady Eagles of Colby. This time it's in Scott City.
Yeah, hopefully we're ready to go at the beginning because I know Colby is upset that we beat them. And so we better bring our A game from the very beginning and take it to the end because this is not going to be easy for the rest of the season.
And you're correct on that. Coach Sarah McCormick joining us here post-game. Coach, thank you for stopping by here. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, thanks.